Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
one step more.
Forever take my love and love. All my deep thoughts to prove my love. Nothing is the soul is what I'm striving toward. If I die, I see my ghost back to finish up. I know that's what I'm saying, but if I die, I'm in wait a minute. Today's gonna fall, and I'm gonna say travel to the moon and back, yeah. Just to let you know that I got your back. All your problems ain't no problems, girl, I handle that. And if you fall, I'll put your fine ass back on track. Put your weight on my shoulders, girl, I'm your Hercules. Your destination like Moses, girl, I will part those seas. Fight the battles, cause winning walls ain't shit to me. If I fall down, I'll fight on my bloody knees. I stand strong, you're my rock, I found my diamond. You're the oil in my motor that keeps my engine going. You're the F in my battery that keeps my juices going. You're the part of my brain that keeps me knowing. I'll be there for you, cause that's what I told me. The love I have for you, it's the same love that the Lord has for me. It's unconditional. You see?
International game. JT Money checking in with Trig the General. Let's go.
When I get that feeling, I need a first with no ceiling.
Show. Players stuntin' on their foes with them raw hoes. Before you hit the set, gotta hit the car. watch. Can't have dirty feet, time to wash some things off. Now she looking ready, looking like a heavy Chevy. Skirting on them thirsty hoes, just being petty. I might pop up the phone if that ass fat. Deep beating in the back, don't know how to act. She got that get down and that get up. Slide by sucker, make them pack his shit up. Niggas acting a donkey in the dump. Wood chrome everywhere, trunks full of foam. If you don't know, that's how we play in the Chevy game. Spend no expenses, top of the line, everything.
When I get that feeling, I need a burst with no ceiling. I picked up my girls, now we riding out. The niggas on the corner straight hollin' out.
City, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is La Homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, what's up, True West? Your man, DJ Love. In the building, I got my people up in this damn thing. Y'all know how we do it. On this Mad Monday. I see it in the Dino damn show, but the Cowboys playing, so we don't know what's going to go on for the night. And they may not be too happy if we win, you know? I got Miss Everywhere in the building. I got Sweet Pete in your building. And King Scratch in your building. Yep.
Yo, what the fuck is up?
What's happening, man? What's happening?
No, man, don't do that. Don't do the game like that, homie. What's up, everybody? Don't do the game like that, though.
What do you mean, hey, don't
I'm
do the game like that?
No, man, y'all know, man, y'all, you called me last week, man. Shoot, you just called me right after the game last week, didn't you?
Oh, okay, then what they doing now?
Man, he didn't want to call me last night, you know,
y'all
but we ain't going to talk about that, shoot.
Oh, nigga, if you don't get the fuck out of here with that bullshit, cuz.
That ain't no friend. When I share my peanut butter sandwich, then you gonna let me
Wait a minute. What's y'all record?
That ain't got nothing to do with
Shut
it.
Shut up, then. Shut up.
The season ain't over with you.
What's
on
that ass, Mr. Postman, on that ass?
What's y'all record?
What is it looking like right now?
We 5-1. What's
Florida,
y'all record?
Bro. Welcome to Florida, man.
Nigga, losing
state.
And
yeah.
Lost.
Okay.
Don't start that
y'all
shit this morning.
Y'all did me bad. Mm-hmm.
It's just more.
Well, what's going on, man? What's going
it's
on? Y'all know we up in the thing with G. Sweetie, where you at, baby?
Oh, I'm in here. What's up, y'all?
Okay, I'm making sure I'm here tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I ain't
hey,
got
y'all,
nothing
y'all
going on. I'm trying to give me some babies.
323-642-1597. We want to spread out because it's going to be an echo around this bitch. I'm glad everybody calling in who we with right now. Press 1. Okay, let's see. We out here in Perry, Georgia. You got 619
over? Mm-hmm.
You said
Perry,
Georgia.
Y'all be safe in Perry,
Georgia. Oh, okay. Who is
that? Who is the 619? 619, that's Paris, the man of the hour where we got the music, where we sent you the music.
Mm-hmm.
Or in Paris.
Yeah.
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 Y'all be careful
right
where you at. That's the Klan town right there where you at.
Oh, well, the motherfuckers better come with it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's the Klan town.
What, Perry, Georgia?
Yeah, damn right.
Oh, well. Hell, them motherfuckers been walking around this motherfucker all day, so ain't nobody said nothing, so I guess we straight.
They used to.
Hey, check this out. Forward Ferris, man, let them know about yourself, bro.
Hello?
You there?
What? Yo, yo. Big
talk to me quick. Don't talk to me today.
How y'all doing?
All right, all right. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, how y'all doing today, man? I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, welcome to the show.
It's mad delay. I hear them say something and it come in later, but I guess because we all in the same room.
Okay. Hell up. Roll out the carpet. Hell up.
It was rolled out. He's here. Olin Bass is live with us tonight. What's up with you, my brother?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Ain't much. Tell the people a little something about you.
Well, I'm from High Point, North Carolina. I moved to Cali when I joined the military. And then after I got out of the military, I start taking my music career serious. And I went crazy from there. I met Frank and the guys, and, you know, we've been doing it big ever since, man. So it's just been a journey for real, and I've been liking the process.
So how long have this time span would you say you've been in music?
How long has it been since I've been in music?
Yeah.
I'm going to say like 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, 2 years.
Duh.
Okay. Anybody else want to say something? I gotta do all the push, man. I'm trying to keep y'all.
I didn't want to overtalk you. That's what I'm saying. You the moderator, so I didn't want to overtalk you. I got some questions. I'm letting you.
Go ahead and do your thing.
So what influenced you or who influenced you to want to do rap music?
The people that influenced me the most, I'm going to say my uncle. My uncle Fish, before he passed away, he told me he wanted me to keep pursuing my music, and stick with it and make sure I took care of my mama and sister. And they've been my biggest supporters throughout my whole journey. So I'm going to say they my biggest reason for doing the music for real.
Okay.
That's
I
got to
ask
about.
Some questions because I already know all of the questions. So go ahead, y'all ask away.
Well, Sweet Pea.
It's kind of hard without hearing the music first to ask questions.
Okay,
you want
them to get on there and play the music first and then ask some questions. We go on and spin a couple of this, spin that last one. How about that?
No, it's cool to talk to him first, but I'm just saying they asked him where he was from. He said he was military, and he said if you know his uncle was his inspiration. See, I'll be listening. I'd be asking questions too, but I'd be listening. They asked him all the basic questions. That's what I was gonna ask him. The only thing I was gonna ask is what made you go into the military? Because that's one extreme to the other, military and music.
Trying to get away from his mama.
Well, the reason I actually joined the military, I was supposed to go to college. You feel me? But I had scholarships for marching band. And then something happened with my mom and everything went bad. And I had to make a decision. I had just graduated and the schools was waiting on the answer and the military kept coming to me and my mom was like, I mean, you could go to school, but that ain't really going to get you no money. And I was like, I wanted to help my mom out, you know, so I just went to the military to get the quickest bread I could. And that was the quickest way. You feel me? I ended up helping my mom out, paying up the rent, paying off her car, and feel me? I do it for them, so feel me? I wouldn't have it no other way, man. I would have went to the military 10 times over if I had to.
Hey, man. See, that's it.
But what were you going to go to school for?
Well, I was going to go to school for music. I got full ride scholarships for marching band. I play the trumpet and, I play six instruments, but the two main ones I got scholarships for was the trumpet and snare. I got scholarships for NCCU, WSSU, UNC Chapel Hill, and Livingstone College.
And that's damn good. I'm not going to lie. Honestly, I'm a little upset. But the military is real honorable, and I admire people that do that too. But I am a little upset. You didn't get to go play your music every day, but at least you found your way into it now. You know, you got to do what you got to do for your family. But another thing is we all need to think about that is that, you know, the long run, your patience, that's important too. So I'm glad you found your way back to do it. Now, it will be real dope if you found a way to put some of the real instruments into your music. Because like I said, I ain't heard none of your music yet, so I'm going to just stop right there.
Hey, look, check this out, Swoopy. I'm going to fuck him up. I'm going to fuck him up because if we go anywhere towards Atlanta, all of them instruments he say he could play, my father got all of them. Because I play all that, too, saxophone and all that stuff. You know what I mean? So we going to see if he can actually play those instruments.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Love my brother still got them. Shit, he play all that shit too, you know what I mean? So when we get there, we going to give you some instruments to play.
Hell, you kind of do play with my trash. Trash kind of favor,
huh?
Miles.
I kind of favor who?
Miles Davis. You know, he used to play the trumpet.
Yep.
Fuck you, Mr. Everywhere.
Yeah, but I had to play for
North Carolina A&T, I got to play with their jazz band. So that was one of the things I got to do.
That was a good deal because I started doing music in 91, and before I didn't take my ACT because I signed up a year early for the Army delayed entry program, and then I turned around and had two offers for junior colleges, but that was my senior year. So what I did is I went to the military, and I actually hurt my back on March weekend basic training, so I got a medical discharge, and I come home with the money that I had saved up from what I got in the Army for that time. And I went to the music store and spent all that on equipment and bought more music equipment straight out the Army with my back messed up and everything. And I never looked back. So, one, I salute you for having a vision after the military.
Thank you. I was actually doing music while I was in the military. So, while I was in the Marine Corps, I actually got my music out there that way through the Marines on base. They actually helped boost my music up.
Oh, that's great.
Are you a Marine? Oh, Cedar, you need to put some respect on yourself. You a Marine, that's different. Because I was like, wait a minute now. He just threw away his music just to go to the military, just the basic, just the military. But no, you a Marine, man. Put some respect on yourself.
I appreciate that.
Did they send you, like, could you go to college after you were through with that, or are you still enlisted, or?
No, I got out honorably. I did 5 years in the military, and I got out. And then I just been pursuing my music ever since, and it's been going good. Before, I got a lot of support on all angles. So that's what I've been doing. I take my music very serious, so I want to take my career to the next level, so I want to make sure I do it full time and put my everything into it.
I'm going to give you a suggestion. You ought to utilize some of your veterans' benefits, and they got a lot of veteran grants and stuff like that to even help you with your music business. I mean, you can be setting up your own recording studio and all that. You can get $200,000 to $300,000 worth of government money just for being a veteran.
Yep, I get disability, and I got my and I use my disability to fund my music, and I did actually get a studio, and learn how to record and engineer myself. So every song y'all gonna hear tonight is songs that I recorded myself.
Okay.
Now another thing too, music is big in general right now. Stay tapped in, man. Don't let it go, you know, because you seem like you really have a passion for your music and you love it, man. That big band type of sound and shit, that's real hot right now. Like with pop music and stuff, you could really be, man, you could be playing for somebody else. You could be selling tracks. You can be rapping on it. You can do all this shit at the same time. You can be getting like 4 or 5 different checks.
Yep, that's what I'm trying to get it to.
Yeah.
4 or 5 different checks sound good.
You get paid for being a producer, paid for being a musician, you feel me? The main act, you get paid for each thing. So, but, you know, you talk to scratching everywhere about that, how to do this the correct way to make sure you get a license for each thing. So that way, you get your check for each thing. They don't try to play you and be like, oh, no, this name, Mr. So-and-so. No, you signed a contract with us, so whatever you do and you using this name, you know, it's a loophole around everything. Like, okay, well, I signed the contract with Mr. So-and-so, but when I play the I'm Mr. Trombone today. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just line it up.
Yep.
So they can't play with you.
Well, you want to get your LLC as a production company. That way you can go in and you can get publishing checks where you can get a publishing deal where if you get like 10 hot artists up underneath you, then you can go in. They might give you $500,000, $1 million, kind of like how DJ Mustard was, just for your production company publishing deal. And you're going to have that structured anyway, even as an artist, because if you sign a major deal, they're not going to send a check to whatever your first and last name is. They're going to send it to a 4M Paris LLC. So that's how all business is going to get done with any majors out there. So that's just an insight. A lot of artists don't have a business side of the band. They just have a microphone and a song.
That sounded good, the way you just said it, the 4M Paris LLC. It sounded like it's already a name. You feel me?
Well, see, that's your name. Since your name is 4M Paris, right, you got to go in there and sit up there and get that LLC as 4M Paris, because if Def Jam said he's going to send a check over, he's not sending it over to your mailbox. They're going to do a wire transfer straight to your bank account under your business name. So they can keep track of all their taxes. So that's how the music business is going. It's just like when you go to a job now, they don't even have a paycheck. They just do direct deposit. Everything is digitally tracked. So when I talk to some of the major record labels, the first thing they used to say, oh, you got a track. And they say, well, what's your production company name? I'm like, oh, no, man, I get disability. So my stuff is under the table as far as that goes. So that's how I have mine structured. So I do a lot of under the table work, or I got other means that my money goes to, you know, even in my business entities. Nothing's in my name, so I've got my workarounds. But that's how the checks are going to come in. And like I say, for your up-and-coming producer, that's the best way to get financial security from a label, is having a publisher, you know, having your own production company. It's kind of like Jazzy Faye, DJ Mustard. A lot of the producers, they got production companies, and they can go get artists' record deals just off their publishing company name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, look, check this out, man. I think he said Have Love like 3 tracks. We need to spin a couple of them, pay some bills, come back, get some more questions, then we go to the last song. How about that?
All right.
Y'all with
me? You know the fuck. Revive the 4M Paris and
it's your boy 4M Paris and his bitch. Free money, rock, free money, proceed.
I play North Carolina, you know what's up.
All my eyes get dope, now we need to give. I just hope another family members come back stand with us. Cause I was outside, just one outside, and the boy told that fire with us. You was on the porch, they told no poles on the you did not fire with us. Look, my man just got light up, 20 years, my bro not coming back. So just know when I hold my bitch, that shit, your shit, your bro not coming back. Don't make me snap, put that shit on all my future kids, y'all getting capped. All that shit gon' be a rap. Look, I caught that boy, he like it with his mommy in that minivan. Don't think about with me, boy, you better think again. Disney clip this family, got go hit you and all of your kin. 229, that Zach and Cody, come and get all of your friends. They didn't stop making when you got one. And buddy that's talking crazy, he gon' catch a hot one. I advise you not to pull up, yeah, them niggas try one. How you buy the f*** the blue V and you never pop none? I'ma put your mans inside a pack and make you some pass it to your bro, he never told you that. Pop up at your pop-up, we gon' strip the whole COVID set. Somebody go call the coroner, go get old boy a test. You can't stop the rain, so we had turned his water off. Got took his piece, turned that shit into green, then bought the Audemars. Yes, sir. Hop inside the V, throw up the piece, we gon' see Audemars. Bye-bye. Pick up Dre, one up to the face inside the parking lot. Let's go! All my eyes get dope, now I wouldn't even give I just hope another family members come back here with us. Cause I was outside, just went outside, and this one stole that fire with us. You was on the porch, ain't told no problem, then I saw with us. Hop out of the Benzo and I tinted the windows. Gotta move caution when I'm trying to hit you and all of your kinfolk. You know it's piss smoke, what's up with the grinfo? Thinking them niggas gon' come out and save me, not knowing them niggas the reason you here for. Let it boy try me, I'm sharper than Kimbo. He said he cove and the rap bear froze. Too rich for the kids, so I put a new freeze on top of my wrist. Now my stuff's up zero. Harry Potter, how I get with the stick. Leviosa, I definitely high lows. Living so loud, his body is too bold, but I gotta admit I'm on edge games and I'm talking my just like it was battle for loser. Move around, if you do something to you. Play the outline, play to the booter. Them can't come out of safe room. Bet some people who can't do teach. That's the reason why that a tutor. Started hanging with them guys, cause he can't hang with the that boy don't even know how to maneuver. I got n***a coming out of the cut. Ready and they bout to stretch his
now I wouldn't even give. I just hold another yeah, do that, whatever. Yeah, do that, whatever. I got a bitch in the headlock, hitting that bitch to the motherfucking bedrock. One in the blink and I'm keeping the head cocked, feeling like Polo, I'm knocking off dreadlocks. Why is y'all clocking me? All them niggas that's watching not stopping me. See me saying them shit, now they copy me. Got a couple of niggas that doing a bit and they call me to say that they proud of me. None of y'all niggas know about this Section 8. Come up eating the food off the paper plate. I done been through some shit you can't calculate. Promise y'all niggas wait till I graduate. I be fucking this bitch out of Cali State. Gotta send me to pass by the Tampa Bay. Call a bro, say the package is on the way. Bro, say go get him a body bag. Told my bro to show me where the body at. Had to stuff him inside of the Pontiac. Put him in a lane, won't find a body there. Asked my bro, what was wrong with you? Said a nigga was creepy like Scooby-Doo. So he tore the chop out and he lit his ass up and he turned the chop into a Pikachu. Yeah, whatever, whatever. My niggas come up with them fucking Berettas. I said it's whatever, whatever. You got a problem, we thumbing through cheddar. Yeah, it's whatever, whatever. Fucking your bitch cause I'm doing it better. Yeah, it's whatever, whatever. Yeah, it's whatever, whatever. Yeah, it's whatever, whatever. Niggas come up with them fucking Berettas. I said it's whatever, whatever. You getting mad cause we thumbing through cheddar. Yeah, it's whatever, whatever. Fucking your bitch cause I'm doing it better. Yeah, it's whatever, whatever. Pull up to the party with Glock Rugers. I told them niggas to pull up, my niggas be strapped up. We already got shots for you. You got a problem, you need to come solve it, little nigga, just hop to it. Beef on the net, they see me in public and not do it. You need to stop goofing. Say you was missing his mother and shit. Now you can go ahead and sleep with a bitch. I had a dream, I all ran down. Ever since then, I sleep my blade. I'ma keep shooting that shit till it go clickety click, clickety clack. Y'all niggas running it back. I'ma just keep it a stack, we extending the mag. Them niggas not clickety clap. Now I be fucking they bitch on a biggity back. I'ma just keep it a stack. Y'all need to stop with a stop chatting, you rap. Yeah, whatever, whatever. My niggas pull up with them fucking Berettas. I said it's whatever, whatever. You got a problem, we thumbing through cheddar. Yeah, it's whatever, whatever. Fucking your bitch cause I'm doing it better. Yeah, it's whatever, whatever. Yeah, it's whatever, whatever. Yeah, it's whatever, whatever. Niggas pull up with them fucking Berettas. I said it's whatever, whatever. You getting mad cause we thumbing through cheddar. Yeah, it's whatever, whatever. Fucking your bitch cause I'm doing it better. Yeah, it's whatever, whatever. Yeah, it's whatever, whatever.
Little bit of O, little bit of folk, little bit of smoke.
Yeah.
Haters hoping big O ain't even a little bit of dope.
Yeah.
Funky like I only use a little bit of soap. I'm literally focused, you ain't getting on with just a little bit of rope.
How about I
take another toe, kill a nigga's hoe, thinking I'm a boat won't float. Shoot a nigga, kill a nigga, choke a nigga, nope, 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 that's popo. About time that I go, bro, like, got it all on the go, bro. From so-so, that's so-dope,
go, bro.
Funny how they never know your name. Till they see you shining on a poster with some fame. Same shit they never can recall. Try to treat you average like you don't deserve it all.
These days
they'll let you drown just to see if you can't swim. To see if you like them.
Big O, get go, get dough, get mo, hit four, kinfo. Just go, let's go, don't stop, get mo. Then stop, hell no. Get high, be high, stay high, then go. They not red though, they like damn hoes. Get laid, get paid, Baywatch, Venmo. Wait, 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 bro. Me guap, pesos, race goes, pay slows, fake blows. Ugh. Fuck around and take your foot off the gas, nigga. Watch your pace slow up. Look, big old type that like to hold the pistols. OG, I wake up old school. I'm talking Folgers crystals. Fist the cuffs without my fist and cuffs. Y'all promise? Metaphors? Wish I never met the horse. Carl Thomas? All I'm saying is this. Sink or swim? Shit. I'm about to dive up in this bitch, cause it's
funny how they never know your name. Till they see you shining on a poster with some fame. Same shit they never can recall. Try to treat you average like you don't deserve it all.
These days
they'll let you drown just to see if you can't swim. To see if you like them.
Life can get heavy, weigh you down. At the same time, the ones that hold you down can hold you up. You ever get the chance to blow, you know you're growing her up. Times you wanna go ballistic, cause you know shit's so corrupt.
so you hold it back. Try to keep your shoulders up and write about it, cause the shit that brings you down will blow you up. Life rips you apart and sews you up. What don't kill you will make you stronger, will probably still blow you up. So just promise you won't give up, and I promise to soldier up and make problems for those that make you a promise but don't show up. I promise to blow shit up, metaphorically, no terrorists. I'm insane when I'm categorically, no therapist. When I'm locked in, I'm like, oh shit, Mr. Garrison is, oh, that's not true, that's embarrassing. Harder by comparison than half of you. I guess I'm just being polite, so after you.
Funny how they never know your name, till they see you shining on a poster with some fame. That ain't shit they never can recall. Try to teach you average like you don't deserve it all. These days, they'll let you drown just to see if you can swim, to see if you like them.
The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
In the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, we back in the building, man. Hot shit. From the West Coast in Paris. Followed up by his man.
Oh, yeah, he stepped out for one stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we out here in Paris or Perry? Perry, Georgia. And look everywhere say we in Klan country. I ain't seen them yet. Let me see where this motherfucker at, man. He can't be walking out in the middle of a goddamn interview. Kind of goddamn establishment he think we run. Hello?
Yeah,
he's
talking on me, like me.
Oh, my bad.
It was
echoing.
That's why.
I don't see where this motherfucker went. How you just going?
Hey, tell him to take me off. I'm out here trying to let him talk. Tell him to take me off fucking mute.
Oh, you was on JoJo phone.
JoJo.
Yeah, I'm on mute. There goes JoJo right there.
You ain't on mute, so who motherfucking body is you? You is not on that damn mute. Ain't nobody on this line on mute. Everybody on over.
Hello?
So if you on mute,
start with it.
Why you think I can hear you?
Hello?
Yeah.
That go Warren Bears and that go JoJo.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, we can hear you. We can hear you.
What's good with it? We running through this hotel like crazy. All right, so what do y'all think, man? Well, is my boy going somewhere or he out the bushes?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I would like it.
Don't be like, y'all better go in on him. If you feel some type of way, go in on him. You know how we do on
the
show.
Yeah, be honest, bro. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me.
Mm-mm.
I can take honesty.
Oh. Mm-mm.
That's one thing we don't do.
I want to hear, I would like to hear it again, dude, myself, because you said you did all the production. So, you know, I was trying to listen to it as a whole, but in general, if you want me to be like a nitpicky, like an asshole about it, you have a voice for it. I like the way your voice sounded on the track and stuff like that. I like it. It wasn't really bad, you know, it wasn't nothing bad about it at all.
Hey, now you jamming, my boy.
Hey, Farrah, check this out.
Yeah.
We're not going to bullshit you on here because there's been too many motherfuckers that came on here and I'll be like, that shit, whack as fuck.
Right on.
So we don't hold no punches on this motherfucker, bro.
Appreciate that. That's love.
Yeah, we don't pull no punches on here, bro.
And I don't really like criticizing people if it's really nothing to criticize, but I would say if you want me to be too critical, I would say the only thing I would say is I would like to hear the instrument. That's the only thing I could say. Because what you play, instruments is what make you way more special than every other rapper or just, oh, I rap and I sing a little bit, or like, oh, I know how to go on the beat too, or I know how to, you know how to do all that
so
shit, but you know how
to
play.
You want me to get in my composing bag is what you're saying. You want me to start writing songs with the trumpets and orchestrating songs by myself like that, like just adding them in.
You know what I think? I think that'll take you from Jay-Z to Kanye. If that makes sense, that'll be the difference.
Nah, I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, but if you can do it, you feel me? If you can do it, do it. Because that's what's going to make you stand out. That's why
people
look at Travis Scott. Because Travis Scott, he's a production bad, you know?
Yep.
He's different.
Well, I appreciate that. And that last song that I sent y'all is an unreleased song, so nobody's heard it yet. So y'all gonna be the first ones to hear it.
Right on.
Hey, you feel me?
Okay,
and
well,
that's
Sammy, go Cowboys.
And that's something recent that I made, so feel me? I mean, that's a little new sound I tried to pick up. So, then we might have to critique on that one.
Well, if you want to know my opinion, why all that shit was whack? No, I'm just fucking with
you.
And you were playing it because you didn't produce it.
Hey, no, hey. No, speak a little louder, though. He got to get, you know, he put a little bass in that voice, nigga. Hey, nigga. Hey, you know, I always say that shit. I remember, I forgot who was on there. I say, nigga, all that shit was whack. Get the fuck out of here. They was like, huh? Yeah, nah, nigga, I'm just fucking with you. Who was that? I said that shit too.
I
forgot that little young. I remember he was a young cat though. That nigga, he was heartbroken. That nigga felt like sometimes. I bet he was crying that night. I said, all that shit, why? Get the fuck out of here. That motherfucker said, huh?
Damn, Scratch, you got people crying
bro.
On here?
Huh?
I said, you got people crying on here, Scratch?
Oh, man, you ain't heard the half. What we've been doing, we've been on the air. We'll be on the air 8 years next month, right?
Yes, sir.
8 years next month. Through Us Radio, another anniversary.
Now I got to take a shot.
Damn. Did we just have an anniversary? No, that was the 1,000th show, huh?
Yeah, that was the 1,000th show.
That was the 1,000th show.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Paris, check this out, bro. We don't pull no punches on this motherfucker.
I need to close that car door.
I need to be where the people ain't gonna pull their punches. I don't like people lying to me anyway.
No, no, we don't lie to you, man. When you on True West Radio, it's called True West for some reason. It's true. We keep it true.
What's up?
What's up?
Hello.
Yeah, we don't be fucking around,
I'm gonna
bro.
Get better, man.
Who the fuck buy their car?
That's what I'm saying.
Either they got their seatbelt off or they got their car door open.
Let's have love.
You know damn well my wheelchair ain't got none of them fails on it.
Okay, then who the hell? So who's doing it then?
They gotta be missing everywhere.
Blue Ali.
Nigga, somebody need to cut off their french fries. Smoke alarm going off. Somebody don't know how to cook. Somebody burning their toast. They burning their toast.
Oh, there it go.
Hey, you see that? Then nobody want to say that. They said, fuck it, if I push mute, then I ain't going to get caught.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got put in the corner for a long time. You didn't have to put their ass in the corner.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Why you have to bring that up, cuz?
Oh, yeah. You've been put in the corner more than anybody.
Yeah, shit, I got the record. Nigga, I'm still waiting for my motherfucker to award for that one.
Yeah, JoJo get put in the corner more than anybody.
Yeah.
Every time you look around, JoJo was in the corner. That nigga be out there with gun battles and dogs barking and all kind of shit. Be like, all right, we putting JoJo in the corner. That was Buddha Ali. I can see it. I think that was Buddha with that goddamn. Hold on, let me see. He had
working in the freezer and that motherfucker temperature tripping.
This, I guess so. Four in Paris, man.
That's
so I was in Paris out here on the road, bro.
I know that sound. That's a car though. Somebody went to smoke on.
How was your experience out here on the road being your first time?
My first time on tour?
Yeah.
You know, tour got its ups and downs, man. And you learn a lot when you're being on tour, man. It's just all a learning experience, you know. I'm in a different place than I was when I started the tour, I can say that. You feel me? I gained a lot more fans, you feel me? I got a lot of exposure. I got to see a lot of different places I never thought I would get to see. I mean, it's just been a roller coaster, but a fun one. You feel me? That's the best way I could put it.
I know when we pulled up in Daytona Beach, he's going, I'm in Daytona Beach, Florida.
Yeah, because I ain't never been to Florida before. And that was lit. I ain't never go, so that was something on my bucket list I wanted to cross off.
Right on.
Nice.
Hey, bro, we've been through, I'm telling you, we write a movie about this whole tour. That should be the most funniest, craziest shit that you ever would imagine.
Hey, King Scratch,
nigga, we,
what do you think the craziest thing you would say happened to you on the tour so far?
On this tour? On this tour, when old girl got shot in the ass, when that nigga who shot her in the ass walked right past her.
What?
Oh shit! That's it. Forgot Alabama, boy, Alabama. That was Montgomery. So look,
that's the craziest shit. Yeah, that was.
It's like in the front of the lobby. You know, it's some chairs and stuff across the other side of the lobby. I mean, across, you know, on the other side. And that's where all them niggas always kick it at and smoke and drink and all that shit. And I walked downstairs, and I stood in front of the lobby door. So I'm just standing there, and the nigga come walking toward me. And you know how them motherfuckers put that hoodie on their face and they hold it real tight?
Yep.
You know,
I looked at that nigga. Well, see, them niggas seen the nigga already coming, and they seen him adjusting his motherfucking burner in his goddamn pants, but I didn't see that. So they looking at him while he walking up to me. So he walks up right. He walks up and look right at me and walks in the lobby. I'm going, okay, well, what the fuck? So I winds up going back down. I goes back upstairs and they stay down there. Next thing you know, they come up to the room going, dude, old girl got shot in her ass. And we going, what?
No. You got to go back. You got to go back to missing out some part of the story.
Oh, I didn't
have
so
love
quick.
And all. Listen, we is listening.
The cold part about it is when he went in the door, I swear to you, it was less than 2 minutes he was coming out the back door. And I seen her running, sliding into the kitchen.
he gonna run past and go say they try to rob me. My stupid ass gonna say, why you telling us?
I was upstairs by then. I was upstairs by then, but
you know,
he ran out the back door going, I shot that bitch.
I'm like, well, why are you telling
me?
Them motherfuckers, like,
then they come up there, they going, the whole goddamn hotel full of police. And I was like, I ain't going down there.
Video time.
So I sit up there for a minute. I was like, all right, hold on. I got to go and see what these motherfuckers doing down there, see if the police got them hemmed up. So I goes back downstairs. These motherfuckers, the police cars, they got their sirens on, the little lights and shit. These motherfuckers doing videos in front of the police car.
As you supposed to.
Bigger Paris did it first. Paris did that shit first. He was sitting up there doing a video in front of the police cars and shit. Niggas going, oh, niggas, hold up, it's my turn.
I want to know why you got in the butt. Why?
Huh?
Why?
What happened?
Shot in the butt? What, like the girl, why?
You know what, we'll never know the true story to that because we never asked to find out because our shit happened so quick. It was so much shit going on, pimping and pandering, drug deals. You name it, it had it.
That's the wildest shit that happened on this goddamn tour. And I don't know why she got shot in the ass.
Dude,
she got
trying to fight.
She got shot in the ass and didn't want to get in the ambulance. I'm waiting on my mama.
Wait, she got shot
he was refusing
the
to go.
In the booth. When you said he
yeah,
shot
she
her
got
ass,
shot,
you mean
she
like,
got shot
busy?
In her ass cheek. She got shot in her left ass cheek.
And she's standing in front of the ambulance dancing like a motherfucker, and they like, well, get in the ambulance, we can try to help you out. I waiting on my mama.
And mind you, her mama in the back
God.
Of the parking lot already sitting in the car.
Boys, Pat kills.
That was the wildest shit. And
they
then didn't nothing happen, but when we got to Mississippi, remember when we got out the car and that first dude, he walked in the store and he had his burner, and it seemed like all of a sudden people start pulling up all over the place.
Yeah,
yeah, that shit was crazy though.
Okay, that was crazy.
It was us in another car there, and the next thing you know, it was like 30 cars.
Yeah, it was like one car. It was one car. And then all of a sudden. Huh?
Y'all could go viral if anybody videotaped it. Did y'all get the
girl
twerking
with
the bullet hole in the booty? Y'all?
Yes.
Paris videotaped
everything.
Yeah, we was videotaping everything, everyday content. We was out there filming everything we could.
Paris videotaped
everything. I'm going to rap in front of Montgomery Police and get away with it.
Look.
Well, I told y'all, man, the South is a little bit different than out there. The South, they still got the chain gang, and you got Negroes in the country before country was cool. So you got to just move way different. It's like L.A. is big city, but down South, they want to beat big city.
It was a, I don't know, he was like a youngster, but it was black on black shooting. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it was. Oh, yeah, they do that all the time. They be first cousin shooting over a woman. They be first cousin, go to cousin house and shoot over a woman and kill his own cousin.
Oh, no. Yeah, you can have her.
You seen how Montgomery was. That's why I was telling y'all when y'all talking about what y'all had in Perry. I was telling y'all that's a known Klan area. So that's why I was telling y'all to tread lightly down through there. And then you got Greenville, South Carolina, It's Clan area. 86 is down there doing construction for the Mercedes-Benz plant, and he turned around. He's like, man, I can't believe this. These dudes got big old rebel flags and got their hoods on, for real. Like, this is that movie with Richard Pryor, and he said, man, I couldn't believe that. He's like, man, I thought he was just something in the what you talking. 86 had been in California so long. He gets to South Carolina, like, man, they got pickup trucks, they got the damn Klan hoods on, the whole robes and everything. He's like, man, this ain't it. They tell you, North Carolina, South Carolina, you don't want to travel on I-95 if you black. That's the worst state to travel on I-95.
But, hey, but you ain't lying. These motherfuckers down here racist as fuck.
Oh, yeah. They don't give a damn about letting you know either.
Oh, they'll tell you, yeah, the crime's kind of low. We only hung one nigga from a tree this year. Our record was three, so we're trying to see if we can top that. And he's like, oh, wait, let me get the fuck up out of here.
Shit. That might mean that, hey, remember when we was waiting for, when we went to go get the rental car? And the motherfucker looked like the AR and the KKK motherfuckers that was walking with the bags, looked like they had bags of guns, how they were walking by looking like the good old boys.
Yep. I'm telling you, we done seen some wild ass shit while we, nigga, I'm just saying, I'm too far away from Cali without a burner.
Man, how you think I feel?
Yeah, I feel naked as fuck.
Then these motherfuckers walking around, I love guns, I love God, I love Trump. I'm like, oh, hell no, nigga.
Oh, yeah. You better not say nothing about Trump. F Trump out loud, or goddamn, y'all ain't going to make it up about that town, I'm telling you. You got a place in Missouri, in Arkansas, called Harrison. They got the nigga be home by Dark Street. Look it up on Google. Nigga be home by Dark Tree, Harrison, Arkansas. They see a nigga, and you ain't out their town by dark, and they catch you, they going to hang you from a tree. Facts. That is historical facts. That's what I told my son when he went to play in the basketball tournament in Missouri. Don't go out there with them white boys out there to no Walmart or to no gas station, no McDonald's. Y'all go with it till you get the branch in Missouri. Don't stop. And whatever you do. You ain't going to make it. They going to say he drowned. I say, hell, he know how to swim. How the hell he drowned? But he drowned because he fell from the rope on the tree. It went around his neck and slipped. Shit.
Well, I reckon they would have to shoot me. Mm-mm. I ain't getting on.
Did you not see the guy 2 months ago, 3 months ago? They found him in Mississippi that done got them hung up and took his whole neck apart, dismembered his whole head. Black guy told his mama, mama called the police, man, they've been following me at work, man, they've been threatening me. Called the FBI, everything, and didn't nobody do nothing. And they turned around and found him 3 months, 3-4 months ago. They had his whole head off. You can Google it right now. He had his whole head. They found pieces of his body, his whole head and arms missing and everything. About 23-year-old.
Well, once again, I reckon they'll have to shoot me. Hell, blood, we need to get into a couple of souls, man.
Hey, if you ever pass up and you see Vida, Texas, don't get off. That's all I got to say.
I'm ready to go back to Cali. Fuck all that. I shoot people in Cali. DJ, where you at, bro?
Listen to me. The most important thing is this. To be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become.
I am my life and I'm high. Get out of bed, hop in the booth. You know I only speak the truth. Just lot of cake inside this bitch. When I talk about what I've been through. My mama always told me that the prudent always show the proof. So if you ain't no love and loyalty, then I can't fuck with you. Yeah. I'm conscious with this iron on my side. Who is you? Who you? Automatic when I'm flying. Straight in the line when I shoot. Fast five when I'm riding. Turbo engines out the coupe. Drop out money on my mind. Fuck the bitches with a loot.
gon' be there when it's time to shoot. I had to switch the journey and I traded it out for a cool. John Wick about my dogs, I blow the world down soon. Them boys about to bet them niggas not even worry about you. I wasn't about the most, I can't say the same about you. My mama always told me, keep my head down, they stay focused. And them bitches let it on me. Niggas fake as hell and they don't be on me. It's not personal, cause business always been a motive. OG, I'm feeling goaded. You got in design and clothes. Collecting dividends with indicating this is what I'm smoking.
Yeah, the bed, hop in the booth. You know I only feed the truth.
Gelato cake inside this booth. When I talk about what I've been through. My mama always told me that the building always show the truth. So if you ain't no love and loyalty, then I can't fuck with you.
Batman speaking.
Hey, what's up, Julio?
Yo, yo.
It's Dad.
What's up, Dad?
Chilling, man. Peeping you out.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
How you been, man?
It's all good.
I ain't talked to you in a while, man. What's been up? What else coming out, man?
I got this Dillinger and Machiavelli album.
I was just talking about that, too, off the air. I was just talking about that. I know you were putting that album together.
Yeah.
Is it already done, everything?
Yeah, it's all done.
All right, cool. I'm going to definitely look out for it, man.
I'm going to some new stuff that I've been doing, too.
Yeah, I want to hear some stuff, man.
All right, I'm going to slide them up there and put them in your mailbox.
All right, cool. Straight.
All right.
All right, Dad. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You wanna try and come back, boy. but I found me another. I like the way he lay his hat where you used to lay your head. He said, that is home. Oh, baby, that is home. That is home. Oh, baby, that is home.
Listen, you're through playing with a boy. Now you're dealing with a man. I do what I want. The bills, baby, he can't help you. I'm struggling with heels. All you need is a real man, baby. You gon' win. Wanna take you down through there and bring you back again. So if anybody asking why you left him alone, so you had to make room, 'cause you knew Big Daddy's home. Big Daddy.
Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it.
I am.
Go, done with it.
EXO Music.
Go, done with it.
My nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it.
Go, done with it.
Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Girl, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. My nigga let me out, I'm about to go straight dumb. Call my girl, do my nails, put my waistband on. Well, he don't know, ain't gon' hurt him. But it's gon' be a murder if he find out I'm a flirter. Yeah, that's why I tie my shirt up. If he hit me, I won't answer. Tonight I am a member, a real exotic dancer that came down here from Atlanta. And if I fuck with a nigga, I'm gon' blame it on the liquor. If he take me out to dinner, if he ask me, I don't remember. And I don't know why he did it, but I'm with it, girl, forget it. We went to another city just so he can't roll up in it. Ain't no ring on my finger, tonight I'm living single. When I get around these niggas, I'm turning down my ringer. 'Cause my nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it.
Go,
done with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Girl, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it.
Go,
done with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go, done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. My nigga let me out, now it's time for me to tip. I hope he don't trip when I get back to the crib. And bitch, you better tell him all night we been together. If he trip, don't let him scare ya. Girl, he know better, but to then we gon' dig. Don't mess up my wig, show him who they fucking with. Girl, you better get it big. So be careful who you mess with. Yep, that is my best friend. We so fine, we so sexy. Them other hoes is messy. It's our night,
it's our night,
it's our moment,
it's our moment.
We gon' walk around the club like we own it.
Like we own it.
So when you see us take our picture,
yep.
We don't need no filter. I'ma post it on my page so I can remember that my nigga let me out. I'm about to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it,
go
dumb with it.
Okay,
my nigga, let me out. I'm 'bout to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it, go dumb with it. Girl, my nigga, let me out. I'm 'bout to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it,
go
dumb with it. Okay, my nigga, let me out. I'm 'bout to go dumb with it. Go dumb with it,
go
dumb with it.
I got my hair.
My nail,
and my nail.
We the baddest in the club. You can tell,
you can tell.
I got my hair,
I got my hair.
I got my nail,
I got my nail.
We the baddest in the club. You can tell.
Hey.
Hey, stop. I know I'm still gonna climb. Oh, still gon' climb. Never did. Superstar, trying to have me a menage a trois. It's in a life that's a tiny job. And in a pants as I'm biting her bra. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. It's easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. It's easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk.
We jumping off the porch and heading to the court.
Let's go.
We bought the ball, I know I feel it in my soul.
Yeah.
Universal, yeah, my team, we on the move, let's go. We posted in the road, the boot, we step, the choke. We in the booth, bitch,
yeah.
We stepping hard, we crossing bitches up. We checking many bitches on the court, let's go, you know it's up. We turning many heads, you know we superstars.
Yeah.
It's easy being a soldier when you stepping hard. Don't
right.
Get up in my way, you know I filed no call. I gotta beat the plug the way I scope, no charge. Who in my way? I'm Ray Charles of this shit. Know when I step me and my crew, it ain't no fucks to give. It's easy in the world, we knocking niggas off. It's soldiers in the bitch, you know we step to start. Louisiana stepping hard, you know that's why that bitch fake like a boot. We step on many necks, we coming through this bitch, you know it's true.
Imagine that, superstar. Trying to have me a menage a trois. It's in a life that's a tiny job. And in the pants as I'm biting her bra. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. It's easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk.
Not a pad, not a pin. Hell yeah, it's me again. I'm stepping in and since my nigga and my fucking kin. I'm on that dude's pay, I don't fuck with that hen. I ain't fucking with you, baby, if I can't fuck your friend. I'm grown ass man.
I started my own damn dream.
I beat a big focus, let me say the shit again. The universe had four and I let the truth in. I turn my goofy down for this Houston legend. Come here, little baby, let me sit the tilt in. Let you fucking tell it, you done heard it through the wind. I'm dealing with my bra and a fucking best friend. Fuck how I turn out, I done stole another win. Legendary nigga, I'm the fucking champion.
Yeah.
Lord, please forgive me, cause you know I'm about to sing.
It's Mr. Nasty time, I'm freaking all the time.
Straight out the club, let's do a thing.
Imagine that, superstar. Trying to have me a menage a trois. It's in a life that's a tiny job. Hand in her hands as I'm biting her bra. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. It's easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. Easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk. It's easy been a soldier when it ain't no walk.
Perfect. It's potent. DJ Smooth. Shout out to Fem Tight. Legendary, man. Shout out to Zero. Y'all know what it is.
It's easy being a soldier when it ain't no walk.
Is right chill.
Hey, him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dogg Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
Oh, yeah, we back in the building, man. How you feel right there? Just throwing sun together so you can get your groove on. Y'all know who it's like, man. Mad Monday.
Hey, what's up? Hey, look, check this out. Parents, why don't you give, because we gotta do a couple of things. So, Parents, why don't you give your contact information, bro?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Hey, I appreciate y'all for having me on the show. My information, all my social media handles are 4NParis. That's the number 4, the letter N, and Paris. And that's my TikTok. That's my Instagram. That's my Snap. It's everything. So y'all go get all my music. I just dropped a new song called Outside. So y'all make sure y'all go run that up. And I got some more music on there that I'm dropping soon, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, he just like right that.
On,
I
right
say, oh, y'all wanna find me? Just Google King Scratch. That's it. Ha ha.
Oh yeah, you can Google me too. So yeah.
Right, don't use my shit, nigga. So we got a couple of things we gotta run through, man. We probably gonna have to check out for a minute because we gotta try to keep the game plan together for tomorrow. You know what I mean? So I want to make sure that he was able to, give his information in case y'all want to check him out. Whoever listening out there, you know what I mean? True West Radio, you know, 2 dubs up. Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, man. You know, I love y'all, man, but we got to go on the skate so we can get this game plan together. And, hell, I don't know. We're going to keep in trouble tomorrow. We can try to get the show on while we're doing the show. That's getting ready to be lovely. So I'm going to try to figure that shit out tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to be early, so you know what I mean? We 1 hour ahead of y'all for the first time because usually I'm an hour behind y'all. Yeah, okay.
We will see. We will see. We will see.
All right, y'all, man. Well, I hit y'all up in the AM and let y'all know what we came up with.
Stay black.
All right. You should it.
All right. Post True West.
True West.
That's it. For Buddha Ali, Sweet Pea, and Must Everywhere in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. We on chop it up, y'all.
You got Buddha Ali on.
Oh, yeah. As I know of, God. You know, Buddha goes. He thought when he get ready. He probably don't want to sleep. I said he probably sleep. Sit in the car and went to sleep.
Oh, he be at work sometimes.
Believe me. He in the car sleep.
No, I've been trying to get him on the phone all day. That's why I was surprised y'all got him on the show.
He is tuned in to the show, but he is asleep. I'm ready to get down. He'll be around again tomorrow. Big kids is for the show over.
Yeah! What's happening, True West Radio?
Listening the
Bob
whole time, heard all of y'all. Everybody in Georgia, California, Florida,
yeah.
Houston, Crockett, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening, family, man? Y'all sound good. It was good to hear everybody just, you know, breaking it down, chopping it up, hearing them boys on tour. Took me back in time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 6 months on the bus. I know how they doing it. They rolling and they getting it. Doing that bus life.
Yeah.
Wait on the bus to go to another town, not going to another school. But it was all a learning lesson for me, though, that whole 6 months. Different city, different food, different talk, different body shape, different mouth, nose, and ass.
All alien.
Yes.
And where you been, man, Buddha Ali, all day?
I went to the shop early, and then Jeff came down. I made some moves with him. His birthday this weekend, so I'm fucking with him. He gonna be down there in Houston this weekend getting his Mason degree, going to them higher houses. So I was chilling with him before. I know he gonna be in Houston. I don't better get down now.
Yeah, watch the show today.
I
like what I said. I would call you all day. The Ronnie Cat called, so we'll talk about it after the show.
Yeah, he called. I told him, man, all that too. You the boss. I said, I work for Mr. Everywhere. I said, we partnership in the thing, but he own the building. I just do the labor.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after the show. We ain't going to entertain the show, what you call it. Sweet Pea, where you at, honey? Where you at?
I'm at the house now.
No, I'm saying Sweet Pea. She was on here. She's still here.
Yeah. You can't hear
Sweet
me?
Sweet Pea, boy.
She done got quiet over
Sweet
there.
Pea. Sweet Pea been down with us a long time, all the way back
to
TND Radio.
Sweet Pea ain't been the same since Tranium jumped on Zero. I don't know what's going on. Zero done let it go. You might well let it go too, Sweet Pea. Zero done forgot all about it.
Oh, we lost her. We lost all this. She'll be right back. We got some apps to kick us out of the stuff.
Huh?
Yeah, she'll be right back. She was on here that the system keep kicking her out. So she got to call back. It's these different networks we use,
well,
man. You know, it was
well, Truly and Sector Red and Foxy and... Shamika and Lady.
I don't know.
And,
I don't know.
Those women don't even converse to me anymore, so.
Can y'all hear me now?
Marquisha.
Yeah, I was out here, man. That was funny.
Talking about Mr. Edward, what he said?
Yeah,
man. Oh, he was
standing
up. Yeah, the science is zero.
Buddha, I thought you got kidnapped by Hamas or something. I said, hell, man, he ain't answer the phone all day. I started going to sit up there and call Biden, tell him, see if he can fly a plane over there and get you free.
Well, you know, Hamas take me in. I speak their language. They gonna come up on me. I speak their language. They know I know what
time. You a little bit darker than them, though.
I will hear. I'm the real Arab. They ought to know. I'm the real Abraham, baby. Jesus too. I'm the Jesus baby too.
Yeah.
Man, it's crazy on that, man. They might goddamn me, we fucking around going on. They might goddamn me. This shit is, it's getting hectic, man. But this war been going on for years and years. Just done upgrades.
Yeah.
But
it's
crazy
going on
though how
beginning
they,
of time.
Yeah. But it's this time though. During the eclipse, they got on the front line during the eclipse, and that happened way back in the Bible time when David and the Philistine were fighting in the middle of the eclipse. But this time the eclipse left a sign for those who read it. They told y'all not to look at it. For one reason, it was a spaceship. You know I got to go there. It was a spaceship coming into our orbit. And if y'all noticed, it went a different direction this time. Usually eclipses go in the same direction every time. But this time, it went a whole nother direction. That's why they didn't want y'all to look at it, see? And if
right.
you took a telescope, you would probably seen what the hell that was up there.
Is that the same spaceship that they had in the Hempstead County Fair?
Huh?
Is that the same spaceship they had at the Hempstead County Fair? They charged me $3 to get on?
I don't know. It might be the one that set the Sonic on fire down here. You see, that motherfucker set the Sonic on fire.
Got to talk with Renato and find out who set it on fire. I know they getting fired, them and the manager.
Man, that's an upgrade, that motherfucker. It's going to be like the Sonic and Crockett with a goddamn volleyball court. It's an upgrade. That's all it is. They've been had this. That's the same Sonic been there since 1959.
Back when it's called Bobcat. No.
Yeah, that Sonic been there. Ancient Sonic. They for the upgrade. Make
yeah, they used to have
a
restaurant called Bobcat right across the street from Neighbors. Used to be Bobcats. That was the original Sonic. They had the Bobcat and then the Dairy Queen.
I was in Crockett then, but I remember some of that.
My hot time flies.
Pray for the people that are overseas, man. All that bull, all that madness. Partner said, man, you see the white girl. Said, big white girl got a big old pussy. I said, motherfucker from Ukraine. Ukraine. You sure right? He said, I went with a Russian girl. She was tall, just like. So yeah, man, the motherfucker coming over here, it's all for the happen. Motherfucker. When they let that board open today, they come right over here.
Yep.
With the rest of immigrants coming. So what y'all need to do like me and Mr. Edward, get you a car wash, a laundromat, but get your own business going because they finna get all the money starting their own business. And we're going to be buying from them another 200, 300 years.
So you got to get your own.
Yep.
That's all they done come to, because they finna give them all the fucking money, and we'll be
right.
buying from them. And that's why I was telling my partner, I said, look.
Fucking businesses, too. I've been working on that, a whole lot of different things, because I was, like, doing the ratio. Even if you do 10 small businesses, and you end up with 10,000, that's 100 versus one job where you make 100, but then they tax you so much you end up with less. You might as well just do your own thing. Because when you going to school now, you going to school for years and you end up with so much debt. The debt outweighs what the degree is paying now, if you ask me.
All right.
Yeah, so if you ain't grandfathered in with your degrees and making money and already and your house note payments and stuff like that, you up shit creek with the rest of us, you know, because I remember when a whole house rent would be what they charging for an apartment, and right now they charging $1,000 for these is $300 apartments. Remember, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything going on is called American greed. See, and with American greed, that's why you're learning about what Trump did. Trump did this. He said, "Well, I want to be a billionaire. I want to be on the Forbes billionaire list." So what he started doing is hiring people to inflate the prices of his properties to make it look like he was worth more than what he was. So when he did that,
he'll go into the bank and say, yeah, my property right here is worth $600 million. So I want to get a loan against it. So they give him a $200 million loan, but the building wasn't worth for $200 million. So if he went and got a loan and couldn't pay it back and they repoed the building, they couldn't sell it but for $200 million, the same amount of money that they gave him the loan for. So they'd be breaking even. So that's what they called him for now. His daughter just testified against him. He inflated all his values up in order to make himself look like he was way up there when he wasn't. So that's what they're getting him for. They finna convict him on that. And then he got more than one state.
Well, let me say this. That's just one man that done got his grind on, his hustle on, like we supposed to be doing. And that's why he's a hero to some.
It's the difference when you beat your grind on, but when
listen to me though. I watched a movie last night about 3 a.m. called, it was 1960. Bad Harvest or something. But anyway, it started while in 1960. Now here we is 2023. But in 1960, everybody was motherfucking had it hard. The white folks was picking peas. The niggas was picking peas. These white folks didn't have nowhere to live. The niggas was living on the slave quarter when white folks were living in tree houses and up under trees. They didn't have no, I'm not trying to put the sympathy card up. I'm just showing you the barriers. Everybody was struggling. This white woman had about 9 kids and she was eating meals like we eat in the hood.
Oh.
The ghetto.
Okay, let me ask
you a
question.
Elvis Presley had a song called In the Ghetto. And that was living in the ghetto at that time.
Can I ask you a question? Where was she living at?
Yes, sir. Huh?
Where was she living at? In the South?
No, these motherfuckers was in Massachusetts. Motherfucker in Milwaukee. Then in the South, when niggas was in the South.
That culture was up north and living in poverty. I just don't see it in those 60s. They owned the banks.
Look at the movie. It was an NBC. ABC, NBC 1960 news broadcast. And it was called Harvest Something. Type up 1960 on YouTube. Harvest. And then
if they was in the farmland, that might be different. But if they were not in the farming industry, then a regular white person had everything given
to
them.
Man, the motherfuckers was in. Hey, look here. Hey, white folks was in the welfare line. Niggas was in the welfare line. They was just different parts of town. Everybody was lined up waiting on the doors open to get that meal, them canned goods, that cheese. They spread that can of honey,
That had to be in the rural areas. That wasn't in no cities, because in the cities they had
1960 harvest.
Access to everything. They had access to bank loans, get car loans, housing loans. We couldn't get housing loans. We couldn't get no bank loan. We come back from World War II, and they told the black people, yeah, we'll give y'all some projects.
I'm not disagreeing with you, sir. I'm trying to tell you, sir, if you type in 1960 harvest, I can't remember if it was Bad Harvest or something harvest, but 1960 harvest. The black and white film. They gonna start off every nationality. They had every nationality was on there struggling the same. Everybody was getting the same. They were showing even they went into the '80s where niggas were motherfucker making $4 an hour, and those who worked in the plant this back in 1980 were making $17 an hour. Okay. This is actual. This ain't no just some print up, a read up, and a couple flashes and a reel. Look at the TV. This is real time footage from 1960 to 1990. This movie had the harvest called 1960 Harvest, and they're gonna show you how everybody was struggling. Everybody was on the same. Mark, on your mark, get set, go. In this race, Every nationality was on the line. And one but a few, like you talking about, had access to this. A lot of white folks were struggling just like we was. I'm talking about struggling worse than we were struggling. Niggas that just wasn't fanning them because they were still traumatized from what we, like you said, come through all the shit we've been through. But in 1960s, some white folk and other races were struggling harder than we even had it. We were just bunched up on the plantation.
They had a lot of them in the South, the ones in the South that didn't have no education, who couldn't halfway read or anything, of course they were like that. They didn't have no education to go to school to get no good job.
Hey,
but all the other ones, they were handing stuff to them.
Boss man, I'm telling you, they had niggas in New Jersey. Niggas in New Jersey. Can I say it again? Niggas in Massachusetts. The school, it's a black school teacher. She said because of their living condition, these kids had dreams. But they're not going to make it because there were too many people living in the household. And the income they were getting wasn't going to let them be able to make it. Sooner or later, they're going to have to stop dreaming of what they want to do and goddamn get out here like everybody else. Go to Tyson, go to Brooks, go to Walmart, go out here and pull some cotton peas. These white folks in California, pulling strawberries, partner. They out there slaving just like some niggas, but they were pulling strawberries trying to survive. Grapes and shit. And the white man was over them. Told him I'd take care of them best I could do. I feel sort of bad, but this and that, this and that. And then they tried to change some law, but these white folk were pulling strawberries like nigga picking cotton. And they were talking shit. I wish I could live better. Maybe one day they were just singing that same song we've been singing for 300 years. I'm just showing you how we are still sitting in one spot, and the immigrants and all these other people take that little $100 they give up. We take $100 and flash it. They take $100 and build on it. And these motherfuckers give you money just to see if you're going to come out the hole or not. And we got to have our mind on snap to come out the hole because everybody got the same. I've been a member of the Panther Party and everything. But I seen that 1960 drill. And I know what we've been through. And I know how they done us. They still doing. But we've all started at the same starting line coming over here and living in this country. We got a lot of niggas want to goddamn me pity party. A lot of niggas got a lot of envy in their heart and hate back. While the rest of the motherfuckers, like I was telling them, I said, we over there where the shop is. We got two Mexican restaurants. One open up on the weekend, one open up every day of the week. They ain't never had no beef between them two ever. And they still making money. Motherfucker had a fight over the taco stand today. And asked me, what am I looking at? Who are you? I just looked over there. Who are you? Who are you? He blew all up and they chased that man. They were chasing each other and shit. I didn't have no penguin. A beat knockoff, but I did have a goddamn 200-foot water hose.
William saved the day.
Yeah, so all I'm saying is look at that 1960 harvest, though, Pete.
You'll see what I'm talking about.
These people in New York, upstate, and the woman, this a black teacher. She said, he's a black kid. These dreams, she said, a lot of them not going to make it because of the income.
Right, but that's what I'm telling you.
The black family didn't stand a chance nowhere. This is 1989. These white folk mortgage, they put them out before the month was over with. And she said something. She couldn't understand it because most times people mortgages last all year. They for to put us out the next month.
Yep.
Her husband lost her job. She was the only person working. and ain't finna put them out. This back on some, this back on, look at the, y'all look at 1960
well, see,
harvest.
Let me explain to you what happened. When they had the auto industry had slowed down, that's when a lot of people lost their jobs.
This,
in the field
this man wasn't even working at no, he wasn't even working at no, let me tell you where he was working at. He wasn't even, I hear what you're saying. This man was working at a lawnmower. He worked for Briggs, Staten and Briggs Lawnmower Service. There was one black man, he was making $17 an hour. He working at another plant. He working at shit like they got down here in Arkansas. Like, what's that place in Nashville? Yeah, the weed eater plant. Yeah, the weed eater plant. The one from Germany. That doesn't shut down for whole years.
Yeah, well, see, that's what happened, see, in the 60s. That's why a lot of black people turned to drugs in the 60s because the husbands, they got laid off from General Motors and a lot of the white people got laid off from Pennsylvania from the steel mill.
And they on strike now. They on strike now as we speak.
Yeah. So that all trickled down when that steel mill shut down, coal mine shut down, a lot of their stuff gets, what they call it, a lot of their stuff gets to and from by train. So if they shut the coal mines down, then you can't move stuff back and forth with trains. And just like the 1800s,
but see, but this is what I'm saying, though, Pete.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to Texarkana now, people, the white, some you might find, just start to put a color barrier to it, because I hate all that. But you got people still living up under the trees, and up under the goddamn me, right there in Texarkana, up under the goddamn me, underpants.
Damn,
Houston and Dallas. You go to something you already know. You've been around the world, you're a globetrotter.
Yeah.
Let me find my chart.
So people, bitch. But you know, they give niggas projects. They give niggas quarters and living quarters. And we, you know, we still ain't come up. That's why motherfuckers look at us like, damn. These niggas had somewhere to go. This nigga got this, nigga got that. And we ain't come out the goddamn thing.
You get a picture 18 with?
Oh.
Outside, we ain't come out the project. To come up to get to that, even if there is some pushback. When the white folk coming out from under trees and under underpasses and out the back of their car in the mansion. Because they sticking together, what I'm trying to show you. The motherfuckers sticking together. They ain't giving a damn. Yeah, that man, I ain't like the motherfucker. They stick together to make sure you got your meat. But check out that 1960 harvest, man. That is playing all everything. A lot of shit is, our minds has been fucked.
Yeah.
Literally by the stuff we've been through and stuff we thought we've been through. A lot of stuff was just a story. Really never happened.
Yeah.
But we read about
crazy,
it,
man.
Talked about it, told about it, and we took it in for that. A lot of motherfuckers believe in the boogeyman. The motherfucker ain't real.
Right. It's crazy.
Check it out. I know you done pulled it up. You must have pulled it up. You got quiet, boss, man.
Oh, nah, he dipped out. You know, when you give him too much information, he butt off.
Oh, yeah, I'm too powerful.
Yeah. He got to go with his ancestry.
I've got to go with the truth, sir, man. I'm coming up with a tablespoon right at the bottom.
Right at the bottom.
I tried to Google it. I look at it tonight. Watch, y'all see what I'm saying. Y'all be like, damn, we really did tripped out.
Yeah.
We
well,
can't let
like we'll
Oklahoma
be back
all
on
this shit stun us no more. We got to come up.
Right on. Well, we
trust
we
Oklahoma
and
all this
other
shit. We got to come up, man.
Tomorrow night, let's come up with a solution. What can we do as a people to rise again? Okay. First of all, it's going to start with us being as people. That's the main thing. We got to come together, man. Too much going on for us to be standing alone, not trying to merge. That's what's up, man. Are we going to be on this thing all week? I think Scratch going to have another one of his good people on tomorrow. I like to see Jerry from my bed. I don't know what I was thinking. But, yeah, he's supposed to bring some more people, too. And it's going to be in and out all week long, so you know what I'm saying? Stay tuned for what might happen and what could happen and what should happen. We going to be here to make it happen, you hear me? Ain't no slip, dip, or trip in my ship. We flow through the atmosphere, baby. Yeah. Shout out to Blue Riders, Miss Edgeworth. Yeah, Sweet Pea for sure.
Sweet Pea.
Yeah, I love my people calling you. What for?
What?
Yeah. I can't see all this. I'm going to have you do 2 minutes. I'm going to have you do 2 minutes. Hey, you can come back for you. Appreciate it, bro.
So you on all week now? Or what? Are you just doing a trial? Or what's up?
I'm on all week. I'm on all week. So... I do them Monday through Friday every week as usual.
So, I can. But you know, I'm going to have to give me a J-O-B because I'm trying to get some businesses going too, man. Some of the same stuff, you know, I went through some things and or whatever, but I'm feeling pretty good lately for the most part. And I got... my memory back all the way. I remember everything, like, because I was making candles and shit. Like, I forgot my recipes, y'all. So, I'm trying to get into doing some stuff. Yeah. Them seizures.
I need you to send the candles in the mirror, man. I need you to mirror me when I'm paying.
I got to get back to it.
Ain't nothing to it. Kind of pull it, but to do it.
I get some of them business licenses so I can give me some gallons of essential oil because that shit is expensive. Buying them little $8 bottles. No,
buy it wholesale.
That's why I said that. I want to get the business license so I can get the big tubs of the shea butters and the, you know. You know how it goes.
Yeah, business license where you at, probably in Texas, probably ain't no more than $100 and something.
It ain't, but I'm working on, but I'm having trouble, like, with the names and stuff like that.
You got to Google some names, make sure ain't nobody got the name and trademark. If they is, they make you trade, they make you, what you call it. That's what I had to do when I did the Sud to Shine. I had to Google it, and then what you call it. Everybody had Suds and this and that, and I had to Google that and Google that and Google that till I found one that didn't have nobody had in the world, in the country.
Man,
so that's good,
everybody.
We are out of time, so we'll check y'all out tomorrow night. Right back to your same place, same channel. Hey, it's all in on love, baby. Y'all know how we do. True West Radio, we don't stop. We keep it popping. I'm out, people. Peace.